WA's Kimberley Land Council says that it has no confidence in a mining company accused of destroying sacred sites without approval will be held to account. An investigation has been ordered just days after the state's Aboriginal Affairs Minister refused a request by Kimberley Granite Holdings to destroy an ancient mythological site featured in revered artist Mabel Jewley's famous Moon Dreaming stories. The destruction of another significant cultural site comes amid growing demands for an overhaul of the nation's heritage protection laws. Cathy Van Extel.
Mabel Jewley's Moon Dreaming ochre paintings, inspired by her traditional land in the East Kimberley near Halls Creek, hang in the Museum of Contemporary Art and the National Gallery of Victoria.
When they do the imagery on the Sydney Opera House, the Moon Dreaming story and all that was by Mabel Jewley. So they talk about those sacred areas.
Kimberley Land Council CEO Nolan Hunter says despite its cultural significance, Kimberley Granite Holdings began excavating the site last October. In March, the company applied for a Section 18 exemption to the state's Aboriginal heritage laws. That was refused in early June. It was a rare decision. Of 463 Section 18 applications lodged over the past decade, none had been rejected, including one for the 46,000-year-old Juukan Gorge caves in the Pilbara, which was blasted in May. The government's now ordered an investigation, but Nolan Hunter has little confidence in the heritage system.
The real issue is that companies, and there's consistent examples of companies that have gone ahead and done things that is not in the best interest or in keeping with the spirit of the Heritage Act around protection. And when this occurs, the Act is also very, very weak. The penalties are very weak. There's nothing that can compel proponents to have serious regard to adhering to the requirements of a Heritage Act, because the penalties or the consequences of not doing so is so minimal.
WA's Aboriginal Heritage Act is currently under review, a process that began in 2018, long before the international outcry over Rio Tinto's destruction of the ancient Juukan Caves. But there are also questions about why the federal government didn't use its emergency powers to save Juukan Gorge despite last-minute pleas by traditional owners. ANU's Peter Burnett is a former federal environment bureaucrat who had direct responsibility for heritage matters under the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act and the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Heritage Protection Act, or ATSIP. While the EPBC Act is restricted to world and national heritage, the ATSIP Act covers all other sacred sites. It was introduced in 1984 as a two-year stopgap and has never been amended.
It's only focused on Aboriginal heritage that is under threat. In other words, it envisages that heritage generally will be protected under state and territory law, but this is a safety net. So if there's some Aboriginal heritage that is under threat, the federal government has the capacity to step in, which it only does fairly rarely.
So rarely, in fact, that between 2007 and 2016, of more than 155 applications, none was granted. Peter Burnett says there's little public data about the use of the Act.
It seems that the federal government is really reluctant to invoke this Act.
Unusually, the ATSIP Act was used last year to protect two sacred sites in New South Wales. Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee was behind one of those decisions. She's now facing questions about her decision not to use that power to prevent the Juukan Cave blasting. Peter Burnett again.
Either Act might have been used, and both have a common procedure that it's possible to make emergency heritage listings that provides immediate protection for the site.
So has this been a failure then by the federal government?
Well, yes, it's certainly unexplained as to why the federal government didn't consider invoking the emergency heritage provisions. On the face of it, it's hard to understand.
A Senate inquiry is now investigating the destruction of Juukan Gorge.
There's been significant criticism of the WA Aboriginal Heritage Act and of Rio Tinto, but there hasn't been a significant examination of the part that the federal government played or might have played.
Nolan Hunter from the Kimberley Land Council believes the Commonwealth has failed the traditional owners.
He says it's part of a wider failure to protect native title rights.
Where the Commonwealth really can take action, and it's sometimes difficult to get that to occur, we've actually had to take legal actions ourselves and go to court, because there isn't this assertion from the Commonwealth intervening or stepping in.
This week, the National Native Title Council called for national standards to protect Indigenous heritage. Peter Burnett says a review of national laws is needed.
There have been proposals in the past that we adopt a model under which the federal government would use legislation to set national standards and then accredit state Indigenous heritage laws when they met those national standards. I think that's a good model, but it's not on the agenda at the moment.
In Western Australia, there's concern new Aboriginal heritage laws won't come into effect before the March state election. Minister Ben Wyatt has rejected calls for a moratorium on Section 18 decisions. Little has been made public about the proposed new law. Although Section 18 will be removed and traditional owners will have a right of appeal that currently doesn't exist. Anthropologist and archaeologist Robin Stevens is convener of the Aboriginal Heritage Act Reform Collective, an informal group of heritage professionals, native title lawyers and traditional owners.
The only thing we've got from the department so far is some detailed around the approval system. So that's the system that caters for development and site destruction, which is kind of disappointing that of all the things in the new act, the one thing that they appear to have prioritised is the site destruction process.
What is it that has been put on the table?
It's not radically different to what it is now. I think it may be slightly worse than what we have now, but it is hard to say until we see the actual legislation. It's a draft outline.
Robin Stevens is also concerned that sites of archaeological significance won't be automatically protected under the new act.
They won't entertain the idea of archaeological assessment. That's what we have now. They're going to be taken out of it unless Aboriginal groups specifically ask for it. Now, if you can imagine a situation in which you have some remote communities in which many of the elders aren't that good at reading and writing, they're generally in groups that are severely under-resourced, but the onus will now be on them to write to the department rather than having what it is at the moment, which is basically what you're having in modern heritage all over the world.
For Nolan Hunter, cultural heritage protection is part of a far deeper issue of rights and recognition, and he's not confident the new act will deliver.
I think Minister Wyatt understands the issues. It's certainly been raised by traditional owners. It is another thing, though, to see what we end up with and whether that would be something that is sustainable enough to deal with the kind of issues that are ongoing around breaches, around failure to acknowledge heritage protection.
It doesn't suggest there's a great deal of confidence then.
No, and look, this is the tip of the iceberg stuff. Is really about understanding that something drastic needs to occur to bring changes to the way Indigenous people are treated in this country.
That's Kimberley Land Council CEO Nolan Hunter. Ending that report from Cathy Van Exel, in a statement, a spokesperson for the Aboriginal Affairs Minister in WA, Ben Wyatt, says under the proposed bill, Aboriginal people and traditional owners will be responsible for evaluating the importance and significance of identified heritage sites. The importance will be placed on Aboriginal voices and knowledge holders for determining heritage. However, some Aboriginal corporations and organisations may choose to also consider archaeological or anthropological advice. The bill is now in its final stages of drafting and will be released soon for final consultation. The full statement is available on our website right now, and we did also seek comment from Kimberley Granite Holdings on that story.